Okay, I'm going to open up the Committee on Agricultural and Natural Resource on February 1st, 2012. And the first thing we'll do is an organizational meeting. We'll adopt the committee rules.
Mr. Chair?
I'll open up a hearing on that, on an organizational meeting. Co-chair?
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules dated February 1, 2012.
We have a motion to adopt the committee rules. We all pretty much familiar, I think, with these rules. They're the same, I think, of every one of them. Any discussion? Representative Jensen?
Mr. Chair, did you want to open a work session?
I opened up an organizational meeting.
That's okay.
We can do that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay? Any discussion at all?
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the rules.
Okay, yeah, there's been an adopt, there's been a movement to adopt the rules.
I already moved it.
Already done that, so. Let's take both those in consideration. Let's move forward and let's adopt the committee rules. Any objection? Seeing none, so moved. Okay, and I'll get out of that organizational meeting. And I'll open a public hearing in House Bill 4003. Relating to the State Department of Agriculture, and go ahead.
Chair and committee members, in front of you, you have House Bill 4003, which you heard about at our preliminary hearings in January. There's a no revenue impact statement that was issued on the Dash 1 amendment, and a fiscal statement was also issued. The bill itself authorizes the Department of Agriculture to adopt rules establishing license fee schedules based upon annual gross dollar volume of sales and services for certain food-related establishments. It stipulates the department may not adopt a rule to establish license fee that is more than 3% higher than the fee charged during the preceding year. The proposed Dash 1 amendment that you have in front of you stipulates the department may not adopt a rule establishing a fee that is higher than the fee charged license year that began in July 1, 2018.
Okay, we have a couple people that have signed up for this. Sean Miller and Katie Foss. And Roger Beyer.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, Sean Miller. I'm here today on behalf of the Northwest Grocery Association in support of 4003 and the Dash 1 amendment. And you did hear our testimony regarding the bill during the interim committee days, and there was an issue with the five-year sunset that we had discussed, and that was our intent, not to sunset it, but go 5 years with the fee again, just like we did in 2005, and then essentially halt it at that period on the fifth year. And so that was the intent, and that's what's reflected in the Dash 1 amendments that are before you. And happy to answer any questions, Mr. Chair, but I'll go ahead and turn it over to Katie.
Thank you. Katie Fast, Oregon Farm Bureau. We are also in support of House Bill 4003 with the Dash 1 amendments. As a refresher, the food safety fees are paid for by food processors, the grocery industry, and dairy farms. So that is why you see Roger and I here today. This is the top priority at the Department of Agriculture. It's a very important program to be funded by the industry and for Oregonians statewide. And with that, we're happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, co-chairs and members of the committee. I'm Roger Beyer, here representing the Oregon Dairy Farmers Association of Oregon. I guess I said that twice. Anyway, I was not here at the interim committee to talk about the bill. My producers had not yet determined where they're going to be. Just very recently, as of yesterday, they took a look at the Dash 1 amendments, and they now are in full support of the bill and urge adoption of the Dash 1 amendment that would keep the fee as it was intended in the original bill and move the bill forward. So, thank you.
Any questions? Thank you. Got off easy. We have next a Dr. Jimmy. I'm sorry, I can't read your name.
Shaper?
Chopper.
Okay. Chopper.
Pretty close.
Right? Chopper? What is it?
It's a variation of Shepherd.
Pest doctor.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Yes, I had a local initiative down in Cottage
Sir,
Grove.
For the record, you have to give your name. So.
Oh, okay. My name is Jimmy Shopper, and I head up a local initiative down in the Cottage Grove area that's looking at building up our local food production and new farmers from Cresswell out to Elkton around Cottage Grove. And so our goal or our dream is to develop about 500 new small farms in that area, focusing primarily on local organic vegetable production, but also some small-scale livestock production. And the issue for us at the smaller end of the scale are fees that come well in advance before the production. So if there were a way, now as far as education and training and certification for sanitary practices and health concerns and all the rest, fine and good. But in terms of handling fees, many of the people starting out really don't have money to put forward for fees. So there's a question at what level of production do the fees kick in? And we're looking at the fees kicking in at farmers markets and that for whatever scale, if you're even there. That's a concern. But if there a way that one could handle the fees somewhere after some income is actually generated, rather than taking care of the fees all up front, because essentially they have to finance the fees. And that's the extent of my statement. Question?
Thank you for coming up. One thing you might want to know, though I don't know that it would apply in all the circumstances that this bill would cover. Last session, we actually did pass a few bills that are aimed exactly what you just said. We had one young gentleman come in. He was a small poultry grower, and he was talking about the fact that he basically illegally sold chickens in order to get enough money to then pay the fee. And so this committee, along with the legislature, passed a new exemption that was allowed under federal law for up to 1,000 birds could be grown, killed, and sold off your property before you started getting regulated in order to do exactly what you just described.
That type of thing helps a bunch.
There are some areas where we just wouldn't be able to do it because federal law would prohibit us from deregulating the inspections, because there's such a high risk of illness in that food category that the federal government has, you know, USDA laws, and we do have to send people in those circumstances out to make sure it's safe, and the department can't do that for free. So there are some areas we won't, but I can think of two instances in the last year where we did create cottage industry exemptions for small growers when they're not doing much volume yet, so they're not covered under the inspection regime, because we were worried about the ability for them to afford getting started.
Okay, that's exactly the point. The people just starting out, they have to make a tremendous time commitment and financial commitment before the fact, but the piling on multiple fees, especially for added value products, it really does become a barrier. So anything you can do to mitigate that and workarounds. We're not opposed to what's intended in terms of sanitation and practice and best practices, but it's how to accommodate the fees. Thank you.
I might add, I think that fee that Chair Klim was talking about was in the neighborhood of $1,000 or so, wasn't it?
I just remember
I was surprised.
About $30,000 he said he spent in order to get legal. Oh. And it took a lot of chickens before he had illegal chickens before he had enough money to
there
get legal.
Oh. Any other questions?
It's kind of off subject, but you know, need to let me know where I can get one of them shepherd staff so I can rein in my colleagues here.
Catch up with you afterwards.
Okay. Don't give them one, though.
We can actually make them here.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the public would like to comment on this particular bill? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing.
Chair.
And I'll open a work session.
I can do this in a work session as easy as public hearing.
Okay.
Am I understanding that this is an amendment that will merely extend the existing or is this establishing a new, completely new?
You want to go ahead?
Yes, please.
Or I will.
So, Chair and committee members, the amendment that you have in front of you, it's just that the bill itself authorizes the department to, and the department's here, so if I misspeak, that they can engage, but that the bill itself authorizes the department to increase the fee up to 3%. The amendment that you have stipulates that as of that they can't continue to increase the fees after the fee that was set in the 2018 year, so that they would stop raising fees at that point.
What is
without further direction from the legislature?
Is there a fee at the present time?
Yes, there are, Chair and committee members, for the various different programs. That the department would be able to speak more specifically to the individual fees, but there are fees for all of the different.
And so we are raising those fees.
Yes, you are authorizing the agency to raise the fees up to 3% a year.
3% of what?
For a five-year period.
Mm-hmm.
3% of what?
So they couldn't be raised. The fees are assessed on the annual gross income of the establishment from the year before. So it would be a 3%. It could be up to a 3% raise of what their fee was the previous year.
And it's a sliding scale, representative.
Oh, I understand the sliding
scale. Depends upon the gross sales.
What does it cost today?
So maybe the department can come up and speak to more specifics.
Let's get Ms. Koba up here. But I think it depends upon what it is. There's all different kinds of things involved here, slaughterhouses, and then there's
bakeries,
packing plants. I mean, it's quite a gamut. There's even delis involved in here, so, and they're all different scale. What's interesting is how they're different, but I do have a question for you when you answer the representative's question.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, members. I'm Katie Koba, Director of the Department of Agriculture. Representative Jensen, currently the food safety program is funded by a mixture of fees and general fund, and our fees are set, I couldn't even begin to tell you the number of fees, but they are based on license type. So a grocery store, a food processor, a dairy operation, a meat seller, bakery, there's a whole list of the license types. And then the fee is based on their annual gross income. So we've got quite an extensive, as you can well imagine, range of fees that we charge. I'm thinking off the top of my head, and we've got our administrator of food safety division here. Probably the smallest annual fee is about $150. The largest is in the $1,000 range, multi-$1,000 range. So we've kind of had an interesting trend in this program. Up until 2005, the fee cap was set in statute, kind of the traditional way, and the department would raise the fees through administrative rule as needed. Once it reached the cap, it would come to the legislature. We'd increase the cap and go through that process. In 2005, we approached it differently in working with our various constituent groups, and they decided they wanted a more set annual fee increase so that those who pay the fee could anticipate that in their budget. And so we moved to an annual fee. The department shall increase the fee 2% per year. So if it was $100 last year, then it shall be increased by 2% and go to $102 this year. That was in place for 5 years. It sunsetted in 2010. Based on that learning experience, what we are coming back with is the department may increase fees up to 3% a year, but we will determine in administrative rule how much that would actually be. So if we don't, if the program is running fine and revenue is exceeding costs, we could go a year where there is no fee increase. We could go where we would need the maximum 3% a year increase, or we could have a year where we raise it 1.5%. And it would be dependent on what our revenue is being generated and our expenses, and we would go through an administrative rule process to do that. And that's going to be in place for 5 years with sunset in 2018. At that time, the amendment would freeze the fees at that point in time in statute until we came back and determined what we wanted to do from that point forward.
So the simple answer to my question is we're raising fees.
Mr. Co-Chair, Representative Jensen, no. We are establishing the ability for the department to raise fees. The department would have to go back to a rulemaking process to actually raise them if we thought we needed them. And right now, we're anticipating the soonest we would need a fee increase would be next year, so 2013.
Okay. And are we showing a cash flow negative on these programs now?
Mr. Chair, Representative Jensen, no, we are not. That's why we don't need a fee increase this year.
Okay. I excuse me, Co-Chair, but I guess the gentleman's testimony, you know, about the startup and so forth, really isn't, you know, passing this is not going to really affect, it only affect the amount of that fee. And as it is, he still will be required to pay a fee or have a permit to do business like this.
Mr. Co-Chair, Representative Jensen, I should clarify, it depends.
Okay.
Based on his testimony, and we intend to grab him after the hearing, I did not hear any activity that they're talking about doing that would require a food safety license. Okay. So if it's just production, producing vegetables and taking those to a farmer's market,
right. Yeah.
That does not require a license. If he is canning pickles and wanting to sell those at a farmer's market, then that would require a license. So it depends on what they are talking about.
Yeah.
Making jam in a bathtub.
Yeah. Yes.
Gin in the bathtub.
No, he said jam.
Oh, jam. Representative Shoffer.
Yeah. Back and, full disclosure, I didn't vote for the bill that the good co-chair referenced or that bathtub jam bill either. But and I do, Katie, recognize the benefits of this program. I mean, we don't want that little child over there eating something that ain't
exactly
get sick. So there are certain, currently you get some general fund to do this in your fees.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I can make a prediction that we're going to pull general fund out of your fee, out of your system and fill it back in with this. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Be quite frankly, I think it should be self-funded and get off the general fund. But unless we get a whole bunch more general fund, we'll give you.
So, Mr. Co-Chair, Representative Shoffler, based on everything I've heard so far, and granted, I don't have all the detail, there are no proposed cuts to the food safety program to rebalance the 11-13 biennium budget. So no cuts to general fund.
Good. May I follow up one more? If they did do that, would the increase here be able to fill that hole? Or not? I don't even know how much general fund versus fee money you have in this fund.
Mr. Co-Chair, Representative Shoffler, it depends on how much general fund they would take out. We are currently, if my memory serves me correct, about 75% fee revenue, 25% general fund revenue. Again, off the top of my head, the biennial budget for the program is probably in the $9 million range. So you can do the math on that.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have one. I buy a license in May, and I see that it's up in July 1st or something like that. Do you prorate that, or do you sock it to me for 1 year for 1 month and then turn around and charge me for another year?
Mr. Co-Chair, we've had this conversation before. What we would advise you if you are looking to start up your business in May
would be to wait until
July.
My question is, are you working on something to do that?
We do not have the ability to do that. And as we've looked at it, it's not feasible for us to move forward in that route. Part of the challenge that we have with this program is we spend a lot of upfront time with, let's say someone wants to start their pickle making business. They will often call us out and say, okay, this is my setup, or this is what I'm thinking about doing, this is where I've got the sink currently, all of those kinds of things. And we will spend a lot of upfront time with those individuals saying, you know, in order to meet the code, your sink really needs to be over here, or you have to have double sinks, or you have to have a door here. So we really try to, in the beginning, get the folks with their operations set up so they're going to be easily licensed and be able to move forward. We do not charge for that activity. So we do that probably similar amount of work for someone whether they're looking to start their business up in October or in May. And in essence, we capture that time and work in our license fee. We have had conversations about charging for technical assistance, and frankly, there just isn't the interest in having us do that at this point in time. So the decision has really been, no, we like the annual license fee, and we'll let that also cover the cost of technical assistance that the department provides.
So you go out once a year from then on, every time they renew a license?
Mr. Co-Chair, typically our goal is to do an annual inspection. We have definitely moved, as everyone in state government with limited resources, to looking at facilities that have higher risk factors. So as an example, we may have a Safeway that we've inspected annually for 5 years. They've never had any problems. They've got quality control people on staff. They're going out and testing, you know, checking their thermometers and testing all of their equipment on a regular basis. They're not a high-risk facility. We may move that inspection to once every year and a half. We may have a facility that tends to be a little higher risk. Maybe they're producing products that would have a higher potential of causing foodborne illnesses. We may move that inspection schedule to once every 9 months. But on average, our goal is an annual inspection.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Forgive me, I can't resist. You know, if we pass that state lands timber bill and the Columbia River Water Basin bill, we'll have thousands of more jobs, and we'll have a lot more general fund to help you. Mm-hmm. And that's just pure math. And I don't think we should pass any health care reform or any education reform until those two bills pass. And I'd like you to extend that message to your boss. I'm sure somebody up there is listening, but not that he doesn't listen. But this is a no-brainer, Ms. Kova. We want to help you.
Any other statements or questions?
Get me one of them shepherd staffs. I will go to work around here.
So amendment first, right?
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
So I move the dash one amendments to House Bill 4003.
Then move to put amendment, dash one amendments to 4003 as an appendage. Any discussion? Any objection? So move.
Mr. Chair, I move Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4003 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Okay, it's been moved by Co-Chair Clem to move 4003 as amended to the House floor with a due pass recommendation with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so moved. That's it, folks. Anything else for the cause?
Yeah, that's it.
If not, adjourn.